It's time to visit with our good friend, Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center at Main Street in Washington. Of course, creating wellness is what we call the program, and it's all about wellness, Doc.
Yes, sir, it is.
And the $20 adjustment every day. No catches, no gimmicks, no anything.
Pretty good combination, $20 for wellness, Duane. Such a deal.
It's a win-win, I promise, $20. No, that's $20 even. Just get out a $20 bill, hand it, and the adjustment is done.
We try to keep it simple. So I lost track of time. I was running late this morning. I made it on time, but it's hard to hurry with an orthopedic boot and a cane, Duane. I will warn anybody, don't run late if you're wearing an orthopedic boot and a cane. So 3 weeks ago today, I had this little surgery on my foot, and I'm going to be in this boot for another 3 weeks, and not too excited about it. And, you know, the first 4 days after the surgery, I'm laying around the house, and I said, if this is retirement, I want nothing to do with it. And God, just let me work, you know. It's funny, we complain about work, we can get in a position where we can't work, and all we want is to be able to go back and work. So, you know, I've often only halfway joked that I've been to the mountaintop. I've found the meaning of life, and it is eat, sleep, and work. And some people might say, well, you know, my gosh, if that's all there is to life, then you know, what's the point? But you know, I've talked about this. I can't imagine doing anything else than what I'm doing, and neither can you. I love my work. I think we do a little bit of good every day. But there's this old Greek mythological character. I think his name was Sisyphus, and he got a little bit too big for his britches, and the other gods condemned this fellow to push a boulder uphill every day. He'd push it all the way up the hill and then would roll back down. He'd push it up the hill and roll back down. He came to love that, because he learned that you have to find joy in your work, whether there appears to be any meaning to it or not. And so, you know, it's a deep subject. I was listening to the old Jackson Brown song yesterday, The Pretender. He says, caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender. So that made me think about my old chiropractic college president. He used to talk about, you know, and I've kind of paraphrased that. I've said, you know, you can't do it for the money. You might not get the money. You can't even do it to be appreciated, because it might not be appreciated. You just have to do it for the love of doing it. And he always talked about give for the sake of giving, love for the sake of loving, serve for the sake of serving. So, again, I go in there every day, and it's all about providing that service. I know we do a little bit of good every day. And again, one of the reasons that we've set that fee at $20 cash, and most people can reach in their pocket and once in a while and come up with an extra $20. Can't buy a pizza for $20 these days, Duane. And I think it's made it possible for people to come in and get regular wellness adjustments. I'm going to go get myself an adjustment at lunch over with Dr. Harding Cannelberg. He takes care of me for nothing. I don't even have to give him $20. But so I want to give him a little plug here on the radio. Does a good job, young man. But I don't have neck pain. I don't have back pain. I just believe in the principle of regular chiropractic adjustments. But if you don't make it affordable, people aren't going to do it. So, again, that's the reason for the $20 adjustment.
And there's no catches. Again, people think, well, what's the catch? What do I got to do here? You know, the other thing about it, Doc, it's a simple one sheet, real quick. Yeah. When you come in, you just want to know where the pain is. If they're experiencing pain, they just mark on the body there. And of course, what service they want, because they can do the adjustments or they can do your tables.
Right. We have other services. The first visit, you got to do a little bit more paperwork. History can be important, but Don't put people through a whole bunch of tests or anything like that. I've been doing this almost 46 years, Duane. I kind of think I know what to do. I need to know if they've had some surgeries or if they've got a pacemaker or, you know, some hardware in their spine or something like that, or other conditions can be important. But otherwise, after that, I just want to know why you're there, and I'm going to do my best to give you some relief and make your body work better.
Give it a shot. I promise you won't be disappointed. Appointments are suggested, but you don't turn anybody away.
people do wander in, and we do our best to get them.
Ooh, tell us where you're located.
254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week, sir.
Yes, sir, you too.